Good morning. My guest this morning is Star Hergenrather from Annerley High School. Good morning, Star.
Good morning, Roland. How are you?
Just fine. Your position at Annerley, are you the head of the theater arts department?
I am,
great.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's quite a job you've got there.
Yes, thank you. I'm glad you appreciate that.
I do, very much.
All theater directors out there do. It's a mammoth job.
Yes, right. You ask the question on your press release, ever wonder what would happen if Shakespeare met the Beatles and Led Zeppelin?
Yes.
I hadn't, but now that you mention it.
It's to me, it's a match made in heaven.
Right.
If you know A Midsummer Night's Dream and you know Abbey Road and beyond, actually Led Zeppelin. It was actually my musical director, who is a graduate of Annerley from last year, Armando Gutierrez, who suggested to me Led Zeppelin, because I have been thinking this collaboration of this melding of A Midsummer Night's Dream and the Beatles for a number of years.
Right, right.
And the songs, I mean, they just, I'm looking through you. Where did you go?
Right. And of course, you're talking.
They all just work perfectly.
you're using the date 1969.
Correct.
And really, Led Zeppelin is good for that date.
Yes, and what we've done with Led Zeppelin is it's Zeppelin music, but it's Shakespeare's lyrics.
Oh, great.
I mean, lyrics with a quote, Shakespeare's words, and the cadence of the Zeppelin music goes perfectly with the poetry. It's astounding.
Right. So at this point, you are halfway through your run. This is the 17th, and it's the 17th, 18th, and 19th, and there's two shows on the 19th, a matinee at 2 and an evening performance at 7, right?
That's correct, yes.
So tell us some other things about what makes this Midsummer Night's Dream different from the 1595 Midsummer Night's Dream.
Well, I've manipulated the language quite a bit, and there's been quite a bit of cutting. I don't think our dear friend William Shakespeare would be that upset, because he was an experimenter himself.
Oh, sure.
And so if you put it in that time period, I tried to pare it down because I knew the music was going to take up a certain amount of time, to pare down some of the, I don't really want to call it superfluous, I might get in trouble, but the repetitious, verbose
right.
That Shakespeare does go into with those characters. And so we pared that down a bit and threw in some whoa mans and cool and groovies and chicks and things like that.
Right.
You'll pick up, you know, if you come listen to
sure.
it. It's fun. The kids were all having a good time. It's been a labor of love and a project, you know, because it's like starting not exactly like starting a play from scratch, but kind of, and it's a work in progress. So
right.
We'll do it and we'll go, that worked, that didn't work. Let's
excellent.
Try this.
I note, too, that you talk about the hippie lovers running off to the forest where they encounter the hippie realm of Titania and Oberon,
right.
as in the various realms of that sort that existed right here in Sonoma County during the 60s.
Yes.
Well, Star, thanks very much for giving us this interview, and let's tell people that this hippie performance of Midsummer Night's Dream at Annerley High School is being performed on the 17th, 18th, and 19th.
Yes.
And for tickets, the best way to do it is at Brown Paper Tickets, 1-800-838-3006. Thank you for listening. I'm Roland Giacometti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.